You have found the podcast of possibilities. This is Tammy Coyne, alchemist and way shower, showing people how to transform their pain into possibilities. This is a storytelling podcast where I take you through various stories of my life, from childhood trauma to spirituality, to show you what's possible. Hello, and thank you for joining. In today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about manifesting dreams or visions into your reality. If you're someone who is raised in an environment where working hard is the way to get things done, yes, that is one way. That is really a way that I was brought up to believe. And using that particular method sometimes has results that you do not want. The reason being is you're spending so much time working hard, you haven't actually checked in with spirit, your higher self, your gut, your intuition, whatever term that you want to use to determine if that is going to be an inspired action or some other type of action. If the result of that is going to actually be what you want, I'll explain. Before I became a transformational coach and spiritual healer and that kind of thing, I'd been a federal analyst and many, many other things in my life before this. And every decision I made, for the most part, not all of them, but many of them, became from my head only. That's how I made them. I was headstrong. I worked hard and I made it happen. The problem when you make it happen is that you don't always hear the subtle nuances of your body. Maybe it's a headache. Maybe it's a knotted stomach. Maybe it's a feeling of nausea or needing to throw up, or you become ill. You miss those cues. Those cues are always telling you something isn't quite right. And I was someone who pushed till I could make things happen. Oftentimes, if I had waited, if I had listened, I could have heard that it was the wrong direction, the wrong person, or maybe the wrong timing, or maybe simply that it just wasn't right for me. Now, if you swing to the other side, to the law of attraction and manifesting, there are some people who believe that you think an idea, or you have a thought, a vision, a dream, and you meditate on it, wish it into being, and that's it. Can it bring things to you? Absolutely. Is there an easier way? Even a third way? Absolutely. How that works is how you actually come into an idea. You might meditate on it. You might do nothing on it. But then you watch for the body. What is the body telling you? What spiritual downloads are you getting that give you the idea that it's the right time to move, that it's the right person, that it's the next inspired action? This takes some practice and some time. So essentially, it's a combination of both things. I learned to become a very, very good manifester, thinking of the law of attraction and helping others to see that and create that in their lives, co-create that in their lives. However, there's also with that, the other layer is that there's also movement. It's not enough to think of it. You also have to feel it. You also have to create movement toward it. Now that brings me to today, and I wanted to share with you about a dream and a vision that I've had for 7 years, and it is now coming together. That's right, 7 years. 7 years ago, I went through a spiritual awakening that gave me a direct insight into what it is I'm here to do in the world. And it was pretty involved, but essentially the short version is I'm here to empower, motivate, inspire, and transform the lives of others. Now, I've been trying to figure out exactly what that looked like for 7 years. I saw clients individually, and somehow that just didn't feel quite right. I worked with them in an office space, actually 3 different office spaces. Something still felt off. I tried teaching classes online. That was okay. Something still felt off. I tried teaching classes in person. That was okay. Something still felt off. I started this podcast. That was great. Something still felt off. I attempted a YouTube channel. All the while, I've done Facebook lives, I've done Periscope lives, I've done all kinds of things. Articles, written a couple of books, listed as an Amazon author. There's so many things that have happened on this journey. But this journey started out with my vision being connected to my husband, who was my love, the love of my life. All the vision surrounded him and me and us together and where we were going to be and how this was going to be. Then, fast forward, he left me a couple of years after that, and I didn't know what to do with our vision because he was no longer in it. So all the pictures in my head no longer included him. Even though I wanted him in that, he had chosen not to be. The name that we came up for our vision held tightly to me and I couldn't let it go. So I kept working and I kept working hard and I kept working hard and I tried to listen to spirit, and all of the things just weren't working. No matter what I did, it just still wasn't right. I ended up last year moving back to my home state, our home state, as a matter of fact. And for reasons outside of all this that were connected to my grandson, you heard him a couple of weeks ago. And I very specifically told my grandson that I would be here with him as long as he wanted to hang out with me, whether that's a year, 5 years, 20 years, I will not move again. I will be here with him. So that meant, well, let me start looking for an office space because I'm seeing clients online, as in Zoom calls, and that's fine, but I really do miss some personal connection where I can see them, where I can connect with them, and they can connect with me. Also, there's things I want to offer them that I can't do through a computer screen. Let's say aromatherapy, or let's say energy work, which some can be done, of course, without hands-on, but let's say I'm doing a toe reading. It's much another element of it if I can actually lay hands on their feet with their permission, of course. This is an unusual modality that you may not have heard of, and it's very healing. The point of the matter is it felt right after all this time that yes, I really did need a space. And then I started realizing every time I would look at a space, yes, I might be able to coach clients there, but maybe there wasn't space for hypnotherapy, or maybe it wasn't quiet enough, or maybe I didn't have a space big enough to teach a workshop or a class in. And if I did, it was a conference room that felt very businessy and not very healing or developing. And then a couple of weeks ago, I was driving past a space that I've driven past hundreds, thousands, I don't even know how many times since the 70s I've driven past this space. It looks rather industrial. It looks very warehousey. Certainly not a place you would think of for a healer type like me to be in. Wouldn't it be better if I was in maybe a commercial office space where there were other office people, or maybe in a studio space where there were other healer type people? But this was like industrial and warehousey and had a very masculine feel to it. And I asked to see inside one of the offices, and after I left there, I knew this was my space. I knew it. I could feel it. I signed the lease on April 1st. It will be opening within the next couple of weeks. And why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because as a spiritual teacher and transformational coach, one of the things I help people understand is balance. One of the things I teach about is masculine energy and feminine energy, which is not related to gender. I also need a place where I can coach and I can do aromatherapy and I can do hypnotherapy and I can do toe readings and intuitive card readings and I can teach a class and I can do the podcast and I can do live videos. And this space has all of those things. So I've had the vision, the beginning, the seed of an idea starting 7 years ago. Then the idea started to blossom and I began to see the vision of the space. Then when my husband left and I attempted all of these other things, something still wasn't right. So what changed? I had forward movement. I had the seed. I had the belief. I had the faith. I was following all the things. So what was different this time? What was different is I shifted my energy. I knew that the name of the business had to change. I knew that the logo that he and I chose had to change. This was my project now. Now I was no longer in another state with him. I was back in our home state without him, with me. So now how do I serve the people here? And how do I serve the people locally and also the people across the country, maybe even across the world? And I didn't believe it was possible to find a space that was all-encompassing, that would also fall into a budget range, that I could do. But I believed and I had faith, and this space offers all of the things. And it will be called Life Transformation Center. And with that, I can work with my clients wherever they are on their healing journey. It's for holistic well-being and self-development. If they need entrepreneurial help, I can help them with that. I can teach them and have group discussions and build something in a community that I can also share with those outside of the community. So now, after all of this time, it's coming together. And how do I know it's right? Because the feelings you get between anxiety for going the wrong way and excitement for doing exactly the right thing feel very much the same. When you're going the right way, but you're growing, that feeling is very comparable to anxiety. You might feel nervous. You might feel like nauseated. You might feel a little bit like you need to throw up. It's important to know in your own body, when you do your healing work, to know the difference between this is anxiety because I'm going the wrong way, or this is exciting because I'm stepping into a higher version of myself and this is exactly the right way. But until you learn to hear you, until you learn really who you are, and the nuances of your body and your energy, it's challenging to know which one of those feelings you're actually having. Life Transformation Center is a place to learn these kinds of things. And in a few weeks, I will be announcing that it will be the first podcast from the new location, from the Life Transformation Center. I cannot wait to broadcast to you from there, wherever you are in the world. If you happen to be in the state of Oklahoma, either living here or driving through, I do hope you'll reach out and let me know that you want to come by. If you're anywhere else, tune in to this podcast as I will continue to look for ways to serve you wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening, and think about how you can manifest your dreams, your visions into reality. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. Join me every Saturday where I release a new episode and discuss childhood trauma, spirituality, and all that's possible. To connect with me further, check out tammycoin.com.